Hi, this is Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7, and I'm talking with Jennifer Haynes. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Mike.
You sent me your CD a couple months ago, Christmas Magic. It's a wonderful piano only, no singing, and I really like it a lot.
Oh, thanks.
So I've had it on the station for a couple months. I've gotten a couple people email who've said, you know, thanks for doing that. How did you start playing piano? Is it just something you've always done?
Well, when I was a kid, I was really interested in playing the piano. So I asked my parents if I could take lessons, and I took lessons for about 9 months, and I just really didn't enjoy it at all. I kind of gave up. A little later on, I figured out that I could play piano by ear.
Oh, wow.
You know, things that I had heard. My sister and I were listening to some Enya, and I played some Enya songs just from what I heard, and that was really fun. And it wasn't until after my kids were born that I really got into composing. One day my daughter, I think she was about two, she was playing a couple of notes on the piano, just her little kid notes, you know. And I really liked the notes that she played, and I wrote a song around it. So,
oh, that's neat.
Ever since then, I've been composing.
Tell me about the process. We were chatting a few minutes ago about that you do all your recording at home in your own little studio. So why did you decide to go that way as opposed to doing a more formal recording arrangement?
Well, it's a lot easier to do it at home. And music to me, especially composing, is really personal. I might be nervous to do that in a recording studio. I don't know. I just have a lot of fun doing it at home. It's no stress. It's so much fun. And I just record on my computer.
Do you play at church or anywhere?
I don't play publicly at this point. My main focus is my family, so I homeschool my kids.
Oh, okay.
So most of my time is, you know, with my family.
Right.
And I just record when I have off time. It's, you know, kind of like a fun hobby.
Do your kids, like, help out other than that one inspiration you had?
Sometimes they get on there and they record some little things. They love listening to me play.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I put in one of the CDs or whatever, it's always like, oh, it's Mommy's music. This is great. My favorite.
Do you only play piano?
I play piano. I also play guitar.
Oh, okay.
And I taught myself how to play guitar right when I was figuring out that I could play piano by ear.
Which one's easier?
Well, piano at this point. I feel like I'm very, very familiar with the piano. I can sit down and just play whatever I'm feeling. The guitar's pretty easy, too, though, but I can't do everything that I'd want to do on a guitar.
It's not as flexible.
Yeah, I just don't have as much of the skill. Plus, it really hurts my fingers.
I think experience will get the fingers toughened up a little bit.
Yeah. So.
Do you have a favorite song off the Christmas Magic CD?
Definitely Carol of the Bells.
Oh, yeah?
I really like all the layers that I was able to do.
Right.
Different melodies going all over the place. That was a lot of fun. So that's my favorite.
The liner notes, I think I mentioned this in an email to you a couple months ago. I've talked about your sister and the, was it the measles?
Chicken pox.
What was that all about?
One Christmas morning, she woke up and she was just covered in them. We had no indication the night before. It was when we were kids.
Yeah.
But she was such a trooper. I mean, she just, it was like it didn't even matter. No big deal. And we went on with Christmas and I felt sorry for her.
Your website mentions that you're starting a new album for next year. How's that coming along?
Very good. I've got 3 songs recorded already, and I just write and record in my spare time.
Is it Christmas, or is it generic?
It's my own composition.
Do you have a working title yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, well, I'd like to ask you the 12 questions of Christmas. So I'm going to give you a couple different things and just say the first response that comes to your head, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Artificial with pre-strung lights.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
The very day after Thanksgiving.
Do you open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
One gift on Christmas Eve and the rest on Christmas morning.
Do you prefer instrumental or vocal music?
Instrumental.
Do you prefer traditional or contemporary style music?
Traditional.
What goes on top of a tree, a star or an angel?
Star.
Do you prefer Rudolph or Frosty?
Rudolph.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Oh, fudge.
Classical music or jazz?
I like both.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
The day after.
Do you read The Night Before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
Luke chapter 2.
And M&M's, plain or peanut?
Plain.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been talking with Jennifer Haynes. You can visit her website at www.us4music.com. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.